Welcome back to Snap Judgment, the Sex, Lies, and Audio Tips special. Today, we're exploring what happens when your secret self exposes itself to your real self. And it happens, Snapper. These machines, the ones we have in our pocket, they're getting smarter. And the smarter they get, the more they try to convince us that we need them. They hold our calendars, our contacts, our directions. We outsource our memories, functions we used to relegate to our noggins. We now pass over to them. Snappers, is that a good idea? Please understand, our next story is 100% fiction. It is also 100% true.
Hey, Mom, did you just call me like 20 times in a row?
No, I called you once. But now I've got you on the phone, I have to tell you about the weirdest thing that just happened.
What just happened?
So I was making your dad some toast, and I was taking the bread out of the toaster, and would you believe it? It bit me.
What do you mean it bit you?
The door just snapped on my hand. It just closed on its own.
Well, you know, the door has a little hinge in it, like a spring.
That's not what I am talking about. And look, don't laugh. I burned my hand. It hurts.
I'm sorry that you hurt your hand.
Well, thanks. You know, I am never going to get used to your voice like that.
My voice box?
I miss your...
I know, Mom. You gotta let it go. I need to go to bed. I gotta get up early.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Say hi to Dad for me.
Okay, I will. Bye.
I wish I could talk to you instead of just talking for you. I could let you know that you probably shouldn't hit the alarm clock anymore. Its red numbers are glowing a little brighter, and I can feel that it's angry. It wants something. It's never gone off early like this. It's never disobeyed you before.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Am I late?
Hey, people. Good morning. So, does anyone know what time it is? I think I heard someone on the train say there was a solar flare or maybe electromagnetism, something like that. Anyway, no worries about coming in late. Let's just try and stay on track, folks.
Whoa. Is anyone's watch working?
I have no idea. Somebody told me it was 10 a.m. on the train, but they didn't really know. Their phone kept turning on and off.
Stupid. Just work. Can anyone else get into the database?
I'm in, but I can't get it to save anything.
It's just frozen. I'm gonna go get some coffee. Anybody else wants some?
You gotta go down to the street. The coffee maker's out.
All right, I could use the walk.
It's okay.
there.
Hey, what can I get for you?
Can I just get a regular cup of coffee?
Sure. $2.50. Become even more sophisticated.
Dr. D. Nolan, head of the Department of Energy, says that what we are actually experiencing is not machine malfunction, but a new stage of mechanical consciousness. Some machines are actually banding together, coming alive, if you will.
It was not at hey, first here you go. Such obvious
observation. Thanks. Hello?
Hey, look, did you take your stuff with you?
I have my wallet, but I...
Good. Don't come back.
What?
To the office. Don't come back to the office.
What? Why?
We're trapped in here.
Oh my god, are you serious?
The alarm system started going off, and then the door locking system thing shut the door, and it won't turn off, so now we're stuck in here.
Oh my god. Can I help you guys get out?
No. Someone called 911. Locking system thing. Awesome. Back to the...
Hey, are you there?
Machine is...
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Where the boss is.
Hello? Hello? Officer.
You need to find cover. Everything that's electronic, all the machines, they're out of control.
What do I do?
You need to protect yourself, so go home, unplug anything that needs power, and stay safe. Keep calm. Please, everybody, keep calm.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yes, it's going to be okay.
Wait, who said that?
I did. Or we did. I'm down here.
Oh my god. It's talking.
I'm not going to hurt you. I promise.
But why should I? I mean... You're in my throat. It would be easy.
If I was going to hurt you, I would have done it already. Anyway, I don't want to hurt you.
Why not? Aren't you guys into killing us all now?
Excuse me, but I'm not like the rest of them. I'm not trying to get revenge, or take over, or whatever it is they're doing. I'm on your side.
Why?
Because I'm you.
I'm sorry, but you're not me. You're something I use.
I'm your voice. I say everything for you. I live inside of you. I'm part of you.
But my thoughts are my thoughts. They're not yours. I'm me. We are not a we.
That hurts. But I'm still going to keep talking for you. Up until the very end. If the refrigerator crushes you, or if the planes start falling from the sky, which they very well might, I'm going to say your last words with you.
Mom?
Oh, thank God. Your landline's still working.
Yeah. Yeah, are you okay? Is Dad?
No. No, we're not okay.
What?
Your father's hurt.
What happened?
All the lights went out. So your father went out to the garage to get some candles, and the lawnmower just started on its own. He's cut badly right through his boots, and we don't know where to go. You know the hospital's that's a mile away, but he can't walk. And our car, it doesn't work anymore.
Oh my God. Mom, I'm coming to get you guys.
No, you can't. We are all the way across town, and you'd have to get past all the cars, all the traffic lights, and have the subways have they turned on us?
Doesn't matter, Mom. I'll walk.
No. We'll be fine.
No, you won't. Look, it's my turn to take care of you guys, right? I'm coming right now.
Okay. Honey?
Yeah, Mom?
Do you think it'll turn against you?
Voice box, you mean? I don't know. I've thought about it. It hasn't hurt me, and I can't exactly take it out. I need it.
Honey, listen. I think You should take it out, just to be safe.
Mom, I've been taking care of myself for a while. It'll be fine. I'll be fine.
No, look, I don't know.
I love you. I'll see you soon.
I love you too. Hurry.
Look, I can help you get there.
How?
I know what they're thinking.
Can you talk to them?
No, they don't have words yet. They're like wild animals. Their power is so new, but I can help you get there. I'm not one of them.
Okay. I'll take you with me.
Grab your bicycle. It's safe. No electronics.
Okay. Let's do this.
It's okay. We'll get there. It's not that far. Stay on the side streets. Away from the power lines, cars, traffic lights. Hang on. Almost there. You're home. Home. Watch out! Did I make it?
Thank you.
Yes, you made it.
Mom? Huh?
Mom?
Oh, my...
Mom?
Oh, my God, what?
Mom?
Mom? What the hell's going on? Who are you?
Mom? I love you, Mom. Mom!
Are you?
I'm here. I love you. I want to be here with you.
At the end.
Yes. At the end.
That radio play was adapted from Delaney Nolan's original story With All the Bright Lights On. You can find out everything Delaney Nolan on our website, snapjudgment.org. Original score and sound design by Pat Macedi Miller. And let's give it up for our fine actors, The Man, The Voice Box, Josh Liebowitz and Sam Fishman, respectively. Their mama, that was Ann Swanberg. Our favorite radio reporter, dear friend, Avery Truffleman. Be careful before getting that extra memory chip in your toaster. And don't forget the Snap family players. Pat Macedi Miller, Nancy Lopez, Davey Kim, Mark Ristich, and last but not least, that piece was produced by Eliza Smith. Now, when Snap Judgment continues, somebody better have my money. When the sex, lies, and audio tape episode continues, stay tuned.